Test 82, Section 4, Question 8. So this one, we're completing the argument, and so this, we'll look and see what we get. So it says, stats teachers often debate whether to teach math theories underlying stats or to focus on the statistical methods used to solve real problems. So theories underlining statistics or statistical methods for real. This is like the difference between learning to build a car and learning to drive one. Okay, so they're using a comparison. Almost all stats courses teach building, and if there is extra time, they may cover a tip or two on driving. So that says basically they're looking more at the theories rather than the real problems. But just as ordinary drivers do not need to know how to build a car in order to drive one, okay, so this is a comparison, and really what we would need is something that says ordinary students don't really need to know the theories underlying the car in order to drive it. So A, students should not be presumed by their teacher to have a particular goal. No. Stats classes should be considered a discipline that is distinct. No. Stats teachers should focus on providing their students with the skills that they are most likely to use. Maybe it's better. Users of stats do not need to understand underlying theory in order to solve real problems. That one's better because that corresponds really closely to the comparison that they're giving here, or the similarity. And so D is better. And then statisticians do not need to understand the needs of their students in order to become better teachers. It's not about becoming better teachers. And so D is our best answer. C seems okay, but that really doesn't follow the pattern that we're talking about in the previous part of that sentence, which is you don't need to know X in order to, you don't need to know how to build it in order to drive it. That would correspond to you don't need to know the underlying theory in order to solve real world problems. So definitely D in that case.